Belleville, 200 years in the making. That's two centuries of stories and extraordinary people. This is the story of Al Purdy.
Canada's unofficial poet laureate, Alfred Wellington Purdy, was born in Wooler December 30th, 1918. Al discovered the power of the pen at a young age and became one of the most beloved poets in Canada's history. In his youth, Al attended Trenton High School as well as Albert College. But at 17, he decided to ride the rails west of Vancouver and leave school. Of course, Trenton High School would forgive Al Purdy for dropping out. In fact, they named their library after him. For Al Purdy, literary success did not come immediately. He joined the Royal Canadian Air Force in 1939 and worked several manual labor jobs, including a stint at the Mountain View canning factory in Belleville. In 1957, Al and his wife Eurythe built an A-frame cottage on the south shore of Roblin Lake in Ameliasburg. This new setting became a source of inspiration. Finally, after years of undistinguished writing, Al Purdy's breakthrough arrived with Poems for All of Annette's, published in 1962. Many of Al Purdy's most renowned work was inspired by the Quinte area. His novel, A Splinter in the Heart, is about growing up in Trenton. And the poems Quinte Hotel and Country North of Belleville became classics. To say his work was well-received would be a dramatic understatement. Al Purdy received two Governor General's Awards, and in 1983, he was appointed to the Order of Canada. Al Purdy passed away in April 2000, and in 2009, the Al Purdy A-Frame Foundation was formed. Each year, young writers are chosen to write in Al Purdy's famous A-Frame Cottage in Ameliasburg. Donations to the APAFA are welcome.
Celebrate the history. Share the stories. This has been Belleville 200 on 800 CJVQ.